Okay, Matthew chapter number 6. So we're studying the model prayers. One is in Matthew chapter 6, the other one is in Luke. And we'll be looking at Luke chapter 11 a little bit here in a little bit as we're going through the model prayers. We have examined four petitions, all right? So we've gotten through four. There are seven petitions within the Matthew chapter 6 prayer. And now we are on petition number 5. Petition number 5. And again, prayer is made up of invocation. That's calling on the Lord. Adoration, that's worshiping Him, acknowledging Him, praising Him, lifting Him up. Then it's also made up, a majority of prayer is petitions, asking God for different things. And the fourth petition we looked at last week, we saw how God is interested in physical needs and how God provides for us our daily bread. Now we look at verse number 12. We look at verse number 12, Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 12. And the Bible says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Now, we shouldn't rush through verse number 12 because of that conjunction "and." That's a very significant word. "And," right? "And." Links us to the previous verse, which says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Our daily bread. So do we need daily bread? Is that something we need? Yes. If we need daily bread, and the Lord purposely says, "And forgive us." Not only do we need daily bread, we also need daily forgiveness. We need God to constantly, consistently, daily cleanse us of our sins, to forgive us of our sins. So salvation is eternal. We know that. Okay, everyone who's born again, they're on their way to heaven. They're saved. But sanctification is progressive. Salvation is eternal. And sanctification is progressive. It's an everyday occurrence. And without daily cleansing, imagine God supplying us daily bread. But what if He never supplied daily forgiveness? We would be the sorriest Christians on earth without His cleansing daily and daily forgiveness. We would hinder our spiritual progress. You can kiss that goodbye. Without God's daily forgiveness, we will never see answers to prayers. How could God answer our prayers if we have sin accumulating in our hearts, if we allow sin to stay rooted in us? We can kiss our usefulness to the Lord's service goodbye. If we don't have God cleansing us every day, we will be a dirty vessel. You see, this is significant. This is very important. Without forgiveness of sin, we will not have perfect fellowship with the Heavenly Father. We will not walk with the Lord. Without forgiveness of sins, we would lose our sensibilities and calmness and courtesy when we respond to trouble, when we respond to problems. Do you ever explode? You ever shout and scream when things are going bad or wrong? Maybe it's because we haven't been cleansed. And so our reaction towards problem is, what was that saying? When in trouble, when in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. That's what one person says. But that's what we would be doing. We would not have a calm, courteous manner of dealing with problems if we are polluted with sin, when we're loaded with sin. It affects our demeanor. It affects our behavior. It affects our reactions. And so we see the vitalness, the importance of daily forgiveness. God's daily cleansing us from our sin. Now, in verse number 12, there are some words here that need to be defined. I always like to look at, when I look at Scripture, I like to look at words and see what the words mean. Because another person put it this way, them words mean things. Okay, so I'm sure these words mean something, right? These very significant words. Look at verse number 12. And forgive us our debts. So what does the word forgive mean? Right, we're asking God to forgive us. But what does the word forgive mean? Well, the word forgive means to send away. That's interesting. To send away. Not just the guilt and shame of our sin, but the act of sin itself. The wrong, the error, the sin, the sinful act, the sinful word, the sinful thought. We're asking God to send it away, to remove it. And that's what God does. When we confess and forsake our sin, the Lord cleanses us. He forgives us. He doesn't just take away the guilt and the shame of it. He takes away the act of sin, the words of sin. He sends them away. Now, how does the Lord do that? He does that through Jesus Christ. Okay, so God doesn't excuse sin. He doesn't look over sin. Sin should be dealt with, and the Lord dealt with sin in the person of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that as a Christian, we go to the Lord every day. We can ask God to cleanse us from sin every day. And it's available, right? We sing, there is a fountain filled with blood and drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilt and shame. That fountain filled with blood is not just for the salvation experience, although it's a wonderful thing to be saved. But that fountain filled with blood is available to cleanse us of our sins every day. And we need it. We need cleansing daily, just like we need daily bread. We need daily forgiveness. Now, go back to verse 12, forgive. So we have the idea of sending it away. God sends away our sin in Jesus Christ. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So debts, interesting word. Matthew was a tax collector. And so he uses the word debts here, you know, as he's recording the event. As he witnessed the Lord teaching the Sermon on the Mount. And this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And he captures that word debt. Okay, so the word debt means something owed. Something owed. Now, we owe God something. We owe Him our worship. We owe Him our love. We owe Him our service. We owe Him our holiness. We owe God everything. And so when we do not do what we're supposed to do, we're sinning against God. It's a debt. And when we break the law that God prescribes for us, when we break God's commandment, that is a sin, a transgression. And these words are used interchangeable. Look over, for example, in Luke chapter 11, told you we'll be going to Luke. So let's look at Luke chapter 11, verse 4, a parallel passage to Matthew 6:12 here. Matthew says, forgive us our debts. Luke says it this way, Luke chapter 11. Of course, Luke's setting is different. It's not the Sermon on the Mount. This is Jesus praying semi-private and perhaps in a home, and the disciples watching him, observing him in prayer. And then when he was done, they asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. Luke chapter 11, verse 4, and forgive us our sins. So he puts the word sins there. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Okay. Go back to Matthew chapter 6. The word debt is put forward for the word sins. It can also look at verse number 14. It's the same idea here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses. Okay. That's that breaching of the standard, trespassing, okay? For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And so when it comes to debts and sins and trespasses, that's pretty much what we do. Even though we are saved, even though we are born again, the sad reality, the sad truth is we are conscious of the fact that we are still sinning and that we are indeed sinners. The only difference between us and an unsaved sinner is that we are forgiven sinners. We've been forgiven judicially in Christ. We have been forgiven forever. On our way to heaven, the Lord has cleansed us so clean that God the Father looks at us through the blood of Jesus Christ and He sees the holiness of His Son on us judicially. Judicial, God's overall forgiveness of sin is different from God's parental forgiveness. And that's what we need every day. As children of God, as sons of God, when we sin, when we do wrong, we must confess our sin and forsake them and ask the Lord to cleanse us and ask the Lord to forgive us. And the Bible promises a great promise that God cleanses. God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's look at 1 John chapter 1. Look at 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that's a promise from God. And we can be thankful that when we ask the Lord to forgive us, it doesn't matter how red, how dark, how black the sin is. According to the Word of God, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So I want to share with you some principles concerning repentance and confession about our sins as Christians. Okay, so we often tell the unsaved sinner they need to repent and believe on the Lord, and that's true. But repentance is not just for the unbeliever. The turning from sin, the change of mind regarding sin. Christians, this is the secret between Christian success and Christian failure. This here petition, forgive us our debts. This is here what makes the difference between a clean Christian and a sin-laden Christian. Now, they're both on their way to heaven because they were saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not like we can work and maintain our salvation by keeping good, by being good. No, but one Christian differs from another Christian in the area of prayer. So really, a strong Christian doesn't think themselves to be strong, but they pray. They believe in prayer. They practice prayer. They practice asking God for forgiveness every day, confessing, cleansing every day. That's going to be a powerful Christian. That's going to be a successful Christian. Now you get a Christian who doesn't care, doesn't maintain fellowship with the Lord. He's got a relationship, but he has no fellowship with the Lord and doesn't deal with his sin, doesn't confess. You know what? They're going to get in trouble. Then they'll pray, you know, and the Lord is still faithful and just, thankfully. But we can help ourselves. We can become brighter Christians for the Lord if we practice prayer. The praying Christian is a successful Christian, okay? And the Christian who neglects prayer, that is a Christian that is on his downward slope. And again, the loss of spiritual progress, no answers to prayer, no usefulness in the Lord's service, missing out on your walk with the Lord, the loss of how to handle problems. It's often because of a lack of fellowship with the Lord that these things happen. And I'm telling you, again, I'm stressing it because it's so important. The difference between Christians is prayer. I guarantee you it's prayer. The one who prays is a stronger Christian. The one who doesn't pray is a backslidden type of a Christian, you see. It's all wrapped up in this fifth petition. So here's some principles I want to share with you concerning seeking the Lord's forgiveness. Well, number one, ask God to show you your sin. Ask God to show you your sin. Go over to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse number 5. James chapter 1, verse number 5. And the Bible says it like this. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Man, if you ask God for wisdom, he'll give it to you liberally. And upbraideth not, he won't slack on it. And it shall be given him. You go to God and you ask God for wisdom about your sin. I guarantee you God will show you your sins. Now, if you think that you know your sin, that's fine. Bring the sins that you know to the Lord. But ask the Lord to search your heart. That's what David did. Search my heart. And that's how you confess sin. You go to God and you ask God for wisdom concerning that area. And God will show you. Another thing you can do is to meditate. Think, meditate on the holiness of God. And that will show you how sinful you really are. Look at Isaiah chapter 6. It's just a popular passage of Scripture, a well-known passage of Scripture. I'd imagine a lot of Christians know this. But to read this with fresh eyes and to see the holiness of God, Isaiah chapter 6, and verse number 5. Look at verse number 5. This comes at the tail end of Isaiah's vision of God. Okay, we call it the beatific vision, the trihagion, the thrice holy God. Verse number 5. Then said I, woe is me. See, after Isaiah got a hold of the holiness of God, he says, woe is me. Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And so Isaiah was brought to an awareness of his sinfulness because he saw a vision of the holiness of God, the thrice holy God. And Christians, we will do really good when we meditate on the holiness of God and think about his perfections. Think about how God is light and how God is perfect love. And then we compare ourselves to him, not to others. You know, you might look good. You might look awfully good compared to others. You might look awfully bad compared to others too, you know. But is the standard of holiness each other? People? No, God says, be perfect, be holy, for I am holy, the Lord said. So he is the standard, okay? His word is the standard. And we look at the word of God. If you want to see the Lord, you look at the word and you compare your life to the word of God. And then you see how short you are. We are certainly not obeying everything we know in the scriptures. And that's sin. That's something we need to bring before the Lord. We need to take time for self-examination. Self-examination. Look at Psalm 32. Psalm 32, verse number 5. David said this. I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Well, that's great. This is great words of prayer. This is something we should be praying, you know. Have you acknowledged your sin unto God? And mine iniquity have I not hid. This is him coming clean before the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. That's who we need to confess to. We need to confess our transgressions unto the Lord. Thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. So the forgiveness comes in. When we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive, you see. How are you doing in the area of asking God for cleansing and forgiveness daily? Have you gone days without asking God for cleansing? Then you've gone days without walking with the Lord, you see. Daily cleansing and forgiveness. That's a principle in Scripture. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. If we just examined ourselves in the light of God's word, and we confess our sins, and we will not come under the judgment, the condemnation, or judgment of the Lord. We've already judged ourselves, and we've confessed our sins to the Lord. But if you're just the typical average Christian who doesn't pray and doesn't ask the Lord for forgiveness, you are asking for God to deal with you as a child. When a child is wrong, the Lord chastises us, according to Hebrews chapter 12. And so, very, very important, this idea of self-examination. Then, we need to repent regardless of our feelings. We need to repent regardless of our feelings. You say, well, I don't feel bad about the things that I've done. Well, you need to repent anyway. You need to turn from sin. Okay, you need to change your mind regarding sin. What you're doing is wrong. And go to God and ask him to forgive you. And he will. You know, that's the blessing of the Lord. Then be thankful to God for his forgiving provision. Be thankful to the Lord that he is willing and able to forgive us of our sins. Look over in... let's see here. Again, look over in 1 John 1, 9. 1 John 1, 9. This is one of those passages you need to memorize. This is one of those passages that you should just roll off of your tongue. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just a mighty, mighty provision of God, our forgiveness. You don't have to wonder about the Lord. Did He really forgive me? Did He really cleanse me? You know, I'm so bad. I did so wrong. Is God really forgiving? You don't have to wonder about that. That's not a question. God has forgiven according to His word. Now, doesn't mean that some of the repercussions of sin is removed just because He forgave you. You know, if somebody sinned and they lost their arm because they did something wrong and they asked the Lord to forgive them, the arm doesn't grow back, you know. You have to live with the consequences of sin, but you don't have to live under the guilt and the shame and the power of sin, you see. You can ask the Lord for forgiveness and cleansing and grow from there. And don't have to be defeated by sin. Satan wants you to be defeated, you see. Satan wants you to be bogged down. Satan wants you to be hopeless. He wants you to be helpless. But I want you to remember this. If God is willing to help, there will always be hope. Because God is always willing to forgive. All right, so some thoughts concerning forgiveness from Matthew chapter 6. Let's look at Matthew 6 and 12 one more time. Matthew 6, 12. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Let me say something. We cannot forgive sins that are committed against God. We cannot forgive sins committed against the Lord. Okay? We cannot circumvent the Lord. So, if you are in church and a member has to be put under church discipline, you can't say, well, you know, I know they're under church discipline, but I'll, you know, forgive them. That's not how forgiveness works. You cannot forgive the sins that are committed against God. You are not God. And so be careful when it comes to this attitude of, well, you know, the church, they're under church discipline, but I understand them and I forgive them. And you're not helping. You're not a help, okay? Anyway, we can forgive sins that are committed against us. That we can do. And we really should be ready to forgive at all times. Ready to forgive at all times. Look at Luke chapter 17, verse number 3. Luke chapter 17 and verse number 3. Luke 17, verse 3. Take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. So this is not just talking about minor irritation, or I just can't get along with somebody. That's not what it's saying here. If they sinned against you, you are responsible to rebuke them. That means make them aware of their sin. Make them aware of their trespasses. Hey, listen, I love you, but I want you to know you did wrong here. And here's a scripture you violated. That's rebuke. And that'll help them if you rebuke them in a spirit of love and truth and grace, not in a mean spirit. You know, if you're mean spirited, the best thing for you to do is to be quiet. But look at Luke chapter 17, verse 3. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. Now look here. And if he repent, forgive him. So we have to always be ready and willing to forgive those who repent. We have to stand ready. We cannot allow bitterness to creep in and withhold forgiveness. You know, we cannot pray in good conscience with dirty hands. I want to show you that here. Go over to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. So here you're praying for God to forgive you, but let me ask you a question. Are you a forgiving person? But you want God to forgive you, but you're not going to forgive your neighbor, your friend, your co-worker, an offender even, a repentant offender. Well, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, look at what the scripture says here. 1 Timothy 2, 8, and this is a principle for those who are praying. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, not dirty hands, without wrath. Okay, without wrath, without doubting. That's wrath against someone else, you know. Ah, I wish, you know, something bad would happen to you. Well, that's an unforgiving spirit, you see. And you're asking God to forgive you, but you have bitterness or unforgiveness in you. That is poison. That's poison in prayer. And you are not lifting up holy hands. You are lifting up unforgiving hands. And you're expecting God to forgive you. God will forgive you according to how you forgive others. Think of that. Think of that. let me go back to Matthew 6. It says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So if you're not a forgiving person, why would you expect the Lord to forgive you? See, we need to develop that spirit, that humble spirit of forgiveness. Vital, so important. Ephesians chapter 4, 32. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. See? Sometimes when you sing the scriptures, you might memorize it even better. So, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The only ones in the world who know how to forgive are those who have been forgiven. And you have been forgiven in Christ. Therefore, God will give you grace to forgive the repentant offender, you see. You say, well, what if they don't repent? Well, you cannot harbor bitterness and malice towards them, because that would poison you. That will that root of bitterness is deep, and it will defile many. It'll defile others. You have to have a forgiving spirit. Now, if they don't repent, you don't owe them a forgiveness, but you owe yourself a forgiving spirit. Because if you're not forgiving, you are going to destroy yourself. You will undo a lot of the work of God in you by harboring bitterness, unforgiving spirit, anger, malice, wrath, and all the other list of sins of the spirit that the Bible teaches. So we must ask God for daily forgiveness. We must ask God for forgiveness every day. This is a must. This "and" here is so important. Linking us to the petition number 4 for daily bread. We need daily bread. We need daily forgiveness, daily cleansing from the Lord. And again, the private prayers for forgiveness and cleansing is, I believe, the secret of the Christian's triumph or victory. If you want to see victory in your life, you want to see God's blessings on your life, go to God every day asking for cleansing from sin. Because we sin, whether we like it or not. It's just the easiest thing to sin. And God gave us a provision for sin. And that is called confession and forsaking. Confess and forsake our sins, and He will cleanse it. Now, you cover up sin, the Lord will not hear you. That's principles. These are principles in Proverbs, in Scriptures. Those who hide sin. What was that? Yeah. Shall not prosper, right? He that covereth his transgression shall not prosper, or something to that effect. It's a promise from the principle and a promise from the Word of God. And again, if you regard iniquity, in your heart, the Lord will not hear. The Lord will not hear. So why some Christians excel in faith and grow in the Lord, and why some Christians see no progress in their Christian walk, it is because of daily forgiveness. Now, if you're not even praying, you're not even praying for this. And so you've been going on for a while as a filthy vessel. God wants to use you. God wants to bless you, but he can't. Until you deal with sin. In Christ, you can. All right? Little prayer means little holiness. Little power. Much prayer, much holiness, much forgiveness, and much power with the Lord, you see. There's the difference. Prayer makes the difference, you see. And we need to thank God that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. There's always cleansing and forgiveness in the Lord. Don't think about how bad your sins are. Again, God knows. God's already took care of it and on the cross through Jesus Christ. Judicially, all our sins have been forgiven, past, present, and future. But practically, you know, how do we deal with sin? Do we just pretend and forget it, you know? Or do we confront that sin and confess it and forsake it? And if you do that, the Lord will bless. And the Lord, you'll see the hand of God. You'll see the Lord clearer as you get cleansed of sin. Guaranteed. All right, let's pray and ask the Lord to bless then. Petition number 5, all right? Forgiveness of our sins. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that the model prayer contains so much, Lord. And we read through it and breeze through it, not really thinking about all the magnificent truths that are in there. Lord, I pray that as we examine the words tonight, that we would continue to mine other truths. There's more. More than even an evening of messages could even contain. But help us to live in the light of cleansing and forgiveness. Help us to seek that in your divine favor upon us, Lord, every day. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you're willing and able to send away our sins, Lord. What a privilege it is to be cleansed through the blood, through his word. We just thank you for that, Lord. Help us to live in light of that and have victory, Lord, as a result. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo sa salita ng Diyos. And I do pray that